it's really sweet. I mean, it's a really sweet.
We'll call order Board of Works for December the 10th. Need approval of the November 26th minutes.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Department head reports. I know that we are missing a few department heads. We'll go to animal shelter. Son is doing an interview with the police department, and then inspector's office. Phil's on vacation. So.
And we have a guest attorney today.
Thank you.
Yes. Is he here on this one?
He never felt the shoes in the day.
No, he just walked in.
So that's how much
you
I'm
started the meeting without the city attorney being present.
Okay.
Leah Bantlin, Vincent, the animal shelter. The month of November, we took in 12 cats, and we took in 54 dogs. 23 of those dogs were strays, and 6 were owner surrenders, 25 were seized. For our outcomes for the month of November, we had 7 cat adoptions, and for dogs, we had 24 adoptions. We had 15 dogs that were returned to owner, and we had 4 dogs that were sent to rescue. Our total adoptions for the month of November was 31. Current census at the shelter is, right now the on-site population is 55. Of those, we have 24 dogs available for adoption and 15 cats available for adoption. Our census has gone up since we received a number of dogs by the Montgomery County.
Okay, thanks, Lynn. And Danny.
Danny Wilson, City Cemetery. In the month of November, we had 9 funeral services. So far in December, we've had 5. Our year-to-date totals were 189. And since the cemetery started in 1788, we've had 35,909 burials and
entombments. Thanks, Danny. I love that.
And I think Dustin would like to speak. Yeah.
I just had something quickly. We're not on the agenda for this week. We're on our off week, but we wanted to remind the public that the 21st annual FOP Shop of the Cop is tomorrow morning.
Oh, it's tomorrow.
We leave from Fifth and Seminary tomorrow, and we do our parade out Kirk Street to do shopping and visit with Santa, and then we have a meal over at the KFC. So we're looking forward to doing that, and we just remind everybody we are still taking donations, and we do so throughout the year. We'll look forward to that day every year, and it should be a good day.
What time do you start?
We'll leave there at pace about 8:30 in the morning, and we go out Park Street. A lot of citizens come out and greet us out on Park Street.
Right. Great. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Chief.
Also, next Friday, you're doing
Battle of the Badges. This Friday.
And the city beat the county.
Yes.
And the bell ring, right? All right. Good. Congratulations.
It was a breeze.
Did you get that one?
No old business. We'll move to new business. Resident only parking sign, Joyce Doherty.
Now, Joyce, if you'll come up and just say your name and your address to start.
Hi,
I'm Okay. So you requested a resident-only parking due to, because you're close to 2nd Street?
Yeah, Charlie's Corns and Queens mm-hmm. Park right in front of and the side and all around. And like last week, they left one car there 4 days for 24 hours.
One of the employees did?
And anything to where I could like move there when they moved. Mm-hmm. So,
and you don't.
I'm taking a municipal vehicle that Charlie Ford.
So you live in the apartment building there?
Yes.
And then, so there's.
It's very difficult.
Okay, and there's not any resident parking along there, is that right?
Do you have parking in the back of the building?
No.
There's not any off street parking?
There's there, and one of the residents parked there, but she has. Building material and the rest, so they'll wait for a lot of us to park these out in the street.
So how many people are in that apartment building? Do you know?
I don't know. You would have to ask them.
Okay, I'm just curious. So Chief, you're familiar with that, you know where we're talking?
Yes.
It's that long kind of...
I said there's six or seven
apartments there. So almost everybody else like you parks on the street.
Well, it's a damaged individual, and they don't have a vehicle.
Okay.
But
that's
on Third Street.
So
some of them are
on
Third Street, some of them
are on... Did you go by there?
I didn't.
So the sign that's there now, what does that say?
There's no sign there.
It's just a post.
There's a post there.
Yeah, one time
gotcha.
I think it was a handicap spot.
Right, and you know...
it's not there now.
Right.
There's just a post.
And you know there's a fee for a resident... There's a fee for resident-only parking.
There's a fee.
Okay. So you know that you'd have to pay that. Now, so here's the question. So if we put a resident-only parking spot there, that would be for a specific apartment? Or would that just be...
I guess.
Well, we all have different addresses.
Well, I know. So it would be for your apartment number?
And we do
address
the address on the signs.
We don't have ABC.
Oh, you don't. So each apartment has its own address number?
Yes.
Okay. Because your door actually faces...
Seminary.
It does face Seminary?
Yeah.
Yes. Come here. Can you come back here to Texas?
Yes. And she lives.
Oh, there's a door right here. So my only concern is that somebody else is going to park there and they say, oh, that's... So this, there's that post. So is your entrance right here?
Is this the post? Right.
Wow. Where's the entrance to your apartment?
I don't know. I don't see it.
Okay, but it's like
it's
this.
It's like right by the post.
Okay, but is that a door right there?
Yeah.
Okay.
But
then that goes directly into your apartment, or does it go into a hallway? It
goes directly to my apartment.
Okay, so you have your own individual. Okay.
Yes.
So there's an address specific. I'm just wondering if are we going to get other people that are going to ask for the same thing? I have no objection to this. We grant these all the time. I don't want to kick open Pandora's box here, but
who's your landlord?
Miss Kim. But what I did for Sunday, I went and parked in front of Charlie Corn because they were all in front of my house. So
it's more of a problem seasonally, and when they get busy.
It happens worse when.
Sure. Those times. Okay.
I don't know. Right. And in the back, the parking, you said there's building materials. Are they remodeling or?
Ms. Kim owns a lot of property and she's called to work.
Okay. So that's ordinarily not a place where you can park?
Not at this time.
Okay.
Because of the building materials.
Right.
Okay.
I mean, my only concern is that, you know, you're going to have other residents that do that, but I mean, I guess they have the right to do that too.
Yeah. We'll prevent that.
If it becomes an issue, we'll revisit it if we have to make it okay. All right, so we're going to make a motion to approve the resident-only parking request by Joyce Doherty. Joyce, what's the address? 217 Seminary, right? At 217 Seminary with the according fees associated.
What do I do next?
First he says all yes.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Now you'll get with the clerk's office.
Yeah. Thanks. Come to the clerk's office and they'll tell you how to. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Sure. Okay.
Okay, next is street acquisition, and JP could not be here. I will tell you that he has looked at this. The road is to city standards. City attorney's looked at it, so basically we're just taking ownership of this road.
So this is the road that runs on your way to Arby's.
Right.
It runs behind Burger King, used to be Burger King, Arby's, and then to the hotel.
So Comfort Suites.
Comfort Suites. Right. And so currently, that's not owned by the city.
No.
But we're going to take that over because it's the right thing to do, or we need to make repairs to it.
No, it's in good shape. Matter of fact, part of it was redone when we redid the Kimmel Road extension.
Okay.
Got a question on that. So they're deeding their properties, these two properties here.
Right.
But does that go to the center of the road, or does, do we own?
I think
the other side, has it been deeded to the city? Because these are both Kimmel.
See, Chaz, you know what we're Kimmel looking at here.
Yeah.
It's the whole, the entire road is not to the center. It's the road that will all be ours. That's what you're asking.
The entire road.
I just didn't know if the other side had been deeded to you.
Okay. Is there a name for this road?
Not yet. And I don't know, because all these businesses have Hart Street addresses. Nobody will ever have an address for that road.
For that road. So it's really an access road.
Yes.
So we wouldn't have to name it. It would just be access. Correct. Just be an access road. Okay. So the property owners are in agreement.
They're the ones that come in.
They requested this. Right. Okay. And there's nobody here
that
objects to this. Why? I don't know. But, you know, it's like just asking.
And JP's checked into it and made sure that the road is built to.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to make a motion that we approve the city engineer, John Sprague's request to make a street acquisition on the property leading to Comfort Suites and behind the Arby's restaurant and the former Burger King restaurant.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, next is miscellaneous, and I don't have anything, so just need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Happy New Year, Merry Christmas.
Yes. And this is the last Board of Works meeting for the year.
Thus I said Happy Christmas. Wow. See if the city employee
Bert's Christmas party. Yes, that is because he said that
he's your neighbor here.